listening to Anthony Gargano and the Morning Guys. This is the BNC Line.
I love all the bitches.
Stop your bitching!
Brought to you by Swat Color. Get the money you deserve. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
97.5. The Fanatic.
This whole Shady thing, look, I've been his biggest fan when he was an Eagle, even when he left. I mean, he was by far one of my favorite Eagles. And if he did, I mean, obviously there's due process. You're innocent until proven guilty, all that. But if this is truth, I mean, I'm out. He's done. He's erased.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm really disturbed by that whole story.
It's gross.
Really, really disturbed by it. I sat next to him. How many years did you do that show? A buddy of mine. 2 years we did the show, and we were very, very friendly. Horrible.
Well, this story will be get vetted quickly. This is not a long investigation.
No. I love the guy, too. I was like, I saw those pictures, and my heart sank.
He had categorical denial of everything. So, but this is not going to be... going to take a long time to find out the truth about
it. It's also not isolated. It's not like this is the only thing that's ever been associated with him that's negative.
Yeah, it's true.
We're talking about Shady.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
Cutler is a grade A D-bag. But on that show, he's phenomenal. They parked on his grass, and he made the girl go outside and put traffic cones up so they wouldn't park on the grass again. It's gold, man. I wouldn't want to do that to his wife's dumbass friend.
This is amazing. So Jay Cutler has a reality show that's not his. It's his wife, Kristen Cavallari. Yeah, I've watched it. It's called Very Cavallari. It's on Sunday nights.
Yeah, I heard you yesterday. You love it.
It's what we would be not only in retirement, but also on a reality TV show.
What does she do?
Which the premise is they're in Nashville. She's creating a brick and mortar clothing store. And he is in retirement, quasi-retirement, right?
Right.
And he just does nothing. And she asked him every day, what are you going to do today? Are you really going to sit around and do nothing today? He watches these nature shows and names the deer on the nature show while she's standing behind him getting on his ass.
Is he doing dishes?
No, he doesn't do anything.
His one goal for the day, Baldy, is to be at the school at 2:30 and be first in line to pick up his kid.
Okay. So he can be the first mom. He tells his wife, yeah, I'll shop at your place, but there'll be days where nobody else will. Like, he just doesn't give a you-know-what, and it's amazing.
Now, she is, what, a singer or
I don't know.
An actress.
Well, yeah,
she was a reality star from Laguna Beach back in the early 2000s.
But if you made that much money as he has, you've earned it.
$122 million he made in his
career. He made 10 last year, just going back to play for the Dolphins.
There's one scene where she's trying to get him motivated to do something during the day. And he brings this
big
cooler.
Is he likable?
He's lovable on that show.
Okay. And really?
Especially if you're a dude.
Oh, my God. Yes, it's a perfect show for us type of guys. So he brings this huge cooler of elk meat on the counter. And she's like, ew. He's like, yeah, I just got this elk meat with me and my dad out there hunting. He just doesn't care.
Yeah.
And it's awesome because she tries to get him to be supportive.
So they're barking on his lawn.
This is Kristen Cavallari's no joke.
Oh, no, she looks great. Yeah. That's another redeeming quality of the show is that she actually looks really good.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
It's awesome. Does she not realize what she's asking for? We talked about this.
Why is she even interested in wanting him to do anything?
Worth your time.
What reality TV show does not separate the family? At the end of it, they end up blowing each other up.
Well, what did she like not know what type of teammate this guy is? And now she's asking him for his support?
So he's not a hate to face?
No, he's a love. It's crazy because in every other scenario, I think you hate Jay Cutler. But in this isolated incident, you love him.
So maybe it's actually probably a precursor to him going into the booth because... they'll be liked now, right? So there's a reason why they
wanted
him.
Is he still going back this year?
I guess not, but at some point he will, right?
Like A-Rod has rehabilitated his image.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much of this is rehab of an image so much of it is just like,
I don't think
we love
him
being a J.O.
We really do.
Jay Cutler might be my favorite retired quarterback in the league right now. What are you going to do today? Nothing. Big 2:30 appointment. Keep the days free. I love this guy. Cruise back. Jay Cutler, smoking a cig. Boom.
do it.
Yeah, but you can't have a reality.
I'm interested in seeing this show.
It's
now.
Great.
But, so you can't have reality TV without conflict. So what's the conflict?
Well, he's
her
advice,
trying
right?
to get him to
yeah.
do stuff.
And he's yeah. just not caring and not doing any. I'm telling you, the preview for next week is him sitting there watching this nature show, naming the deer on the show while she's standing behind him saying, get off your ass and do something.
That's awesome.
That's like, amazing. Yeah.
When he says to her, why are you all dressed up? She's like, to go to work? He's yes. like, oh. She goes, why, what are you going to do today?
Nothing. Why doesn't he tell like her, hey, I've open. Been doing stuff. That's the reason why I'm sitting here, because I've been busting my butt for a
Well, that's
decade.
Part of the conflict, is wow. that she wants him to be full-on support system guy.
Well, what does she do? Just, she just has this dress shop now? This,
well, they're creating it. They're building yeah. it, creating
Baldy's
it.
Baldy's right.
No, establishing.
Well.
Probably not. But it's going to be a great train wreck to watch.
Hey, yo, Eitan, need you to school me for a second. I'm new to the Tinder game. What's your about me about to get all those likes? You know what I'm saying?
My about me, meaning my profile?
I thought you were off that.
I am off that. Yeah.
He had his flame.
I shouldn't, I don't know if I should be giving advice. When I was on there, I'd say, don't have any pictures, no selfies in the bathroom. Don't have any pictures with you and like two or three other people, because you'll be assumed to be the ugliest of the crew. And give your height, but make it accurate, within like an inch.
All right.
Height.
That's good.
Height within an inch?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Bob.
Good advice there, Autonomous.
Hey, Anthony, this is Dave Kapler's analytics guy here. Just wanted to say, in your face, the analytics are working pretty good. Be bold. Go Phillies.
That's awesome.
What's next, bro?
I'm Reese Hoskins, baseball swing. And he just got selected to the Home Run Derby. While he's soaking in the limelight and all the all-star action, I think this might be a good time for me to take a vacation. Better yet, I think I'll take the rest of the season off. And if his team has cut-rate insurance, they might be stuck regretting ever letting him participate.
He's got cut-rate insurance. What's next?
This is Pete Buchanan, the old Phillies manager. I just wanted to call and just say how impressed I am with Gabe. My old school manager didn't really work, and his new philosophy, being one of them, a former baseball player, you know, me having a beer gut, whatever.
How about that, Pete?
That laugh, that's the same guy that called about Tinder.
Think so?
That would be on that.
That's wow. a great laugh.
Viper, it's like goat-ish.
It is yeah. a goat. Like goat. It's a goat.
It's cartoonish.
It's definitely a goat.
He's not the goat, though.
No. He's the Dude, billy goat.